Today, we have a different format than previous community updates. We have Amy Corder from Providence Hospital. Amy is the incident commander for COVID response. We have our city and borough mayors, Pat Branson and Bill Roberts, today. And we also have Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink. We'll all have a statement for you, and we'll begin with Ms. Corder. Amy?
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, everyone, for giving me the opportunity to share with you the current COVID status here in Kodiak, in Alaska, and more generally in our country today. Currently at Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center, we have no COVID positive patients admitted. And while that is reassuringly low, we need to remember that the state remains at a critical level. In August at PKIMC, we had 17 total hospitalizations of patients with COVID, and 10% of our ER visits were in COVID positive patients. These numbers are trending similar to what we saw in November and December of last year. In the state of Alaska, we've broken records for most COVID hospitalizations at one time. And locally, we are experiencing delays in transfers due to current rates of hospitalization statewide. It's important to point out that this includes transfers for any reason, not just COVID. Other hospitals in Alaska, Washington, and Oregon are also seeing high numbers of ICU patients, making it difficult to find a facility with an open bed for transferring any critical patient. Statewide, the average length of stay for a severe COVID illness is almost 1 month in the hospital. And unfortunately, we've seen that with the spread of the Delta variant, people with severe illness are needing more care and having worse outcomes than with previous versions of this virus. This includes the unfortunate deaths of some Kodiak residents. No one wants it to be their family, friend, or neighbor in the hospital waiting for a bed to open up or having a machine help them breathe. Fortunately, unlike last fall, there is something that can help reduce your risk of a severe illness. Vaccinations remain readily available in our community. While you can still contract COVID-19 even after being fully vaccinated, most vaccinated patients who contract COVID have much milder symptoms and do not require hospitalization. Even with the Delta variant, COVID-19 vaccines are considered extremely safe and effective at keeping you from getting a severe illness due to COVID-19. Currently in the state, between 90 to 97% of the hospitalizations due to COVID-19 are in individuals who were not vaccinated. Getting the vaccine helps to protect you from hospitalizations and helps to keep beds open for the people who have other health needs requiring hospitalizations. If you are interested in getting a vaccine, please contact your primary care provider or your local pharmacy. Vaccines are currently available at Canna, KCHC, Kodiak Island Ambulatory Care Clinic, Safeway Pharmacy, and Walmart Pharmacy. Other strategies to help limit the spread of the illness remain the same. Social distance, wearing masks, hand hygiene, and keeping your circle small all help to reduce the spread of all germs, not just COVID-19. Practicing these strategies helps keep everyone healthy from COVID and from other seasonal viruses, including stomach bugs or our regular Kodiak crud. While we are asking for your partnership to reduce the spread of germs and lower risk of severe illness, we do not want people to delay regular care or treatment. On top of the COVID cases, we're also treating increased number of patients who had delayed care and are now experiencing severe illnesses and issues. If this is further compounding the number of patients taking up beds in the hospital. Continuing routine health care helps to keep people from becoming critically ill later. I wish I could say we're near the end of the surge in cases. However, despite the lower numbers we're seeing locally, the statewide prediction for the peak is not until sometime in October. Nationwide, we're seeing similar spikes, and beds across the country remain limited. Please do what you can to help us keep Kodiak safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. That was very interesting, especially the part about over 90% of the hospitalizations are unvaccinated people. So as Amy said, there are opportunities for vaccine in the community if it fits your needs. If you haven't been vaccinated yet, consider that, please. And remember to wear that mask and use those precautions that we heard of. Keep your social distance and your social bubble small. All right, next we have Mayor Branson and Mayor Roberts.
Thank you, Mike. Pat Branson here, Mayor of the City of Kodiak. I'm just going to go over some general comments, and I know Mayor Roberts has some reflecting our school and keeping them open. So we know that the COVID-19 virus is highly contagious and continues to spread in our community, even though the cases might be a little lower. So please take appropriate precautions to keep yourself and our community healthy. Wear a mask when in public. We do have a mask mandate in our community. Stay home if you're not feeling well. And when planning travel, I think this is most important. Plan for a few days at home after you return and then get tested before returning to your normal activities in case you have carried the virus with you. Limit your social gatherings and maintain 6 feet of distance between yourself and others who are not in your household. So we have a holiday on Monday, Labor Day, so please take a moment to consider how you might modify your plans to help keep your friends, family, and community members safe. Be mindful of the people included in your social bubble. Limit gatherings to only members of your household if possible. Consider small, socially distanced outdoor gatherings, and please remember to wear a mask. And I know the rodeo is going on this weekend as well. So please keep these guidelines in mind and keep strong, Kodiak.
Thank you, Mayor Branson. Next, Mayor Roberts from the Kodiak Island Borough.
Hello, my name is Bill Roberts. I am the mayor of Kodiak Island Borough. If you know me, if you don't know me, I'm still Bill Roberts, mayor of Kodiak Island Borough. What I'd like to talk to you about today is this morning, I had the great joy of seeing my six-year-old grandchild go off to her first day in first grade. Last year she was in kindergarten. She did that from our kitchen table because everything was done via the internet. She's excited to be out there. She wants to be with her friends. I'm sure that 99% of the students in all of our schools want to be with their friends and want to be at school. It's also a better learning experience than staying at the kitchen table and watching things happen on a screen. So I'm going to read to you something that you can read if you go on to the KIB school district site. It says, it takes a community to keep our schools safe and open. Wear your mask, wash your hands, practice social distancing, stay home if you're sick. We are the community. We are the ones that are going to help keep our community open, both the schools and our businesses. And I'd just like to tell you that none of the things that you are being asked to do are draconian. None of them are causing severe pain. Wear a mask, wash your hands, practice social distancing, stay at home if you're sick. These are very simple requests, and they'll go a long way in keeping our community safe. I want to thank you for all your efforts so far and ask you to continue with those efforts until we finally come out of the other side. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Roberts. Key word there was the school district. I mean, the fact that their kids are back, you know, they're so anxious to be back. We've got smiles on faces. Today is day two, I believe. And let's see if we can continue that trend throughout the entire school year. So next we have Dr. Ann Zink. Dr. Ann Zink is the chief medical officer for the state of Alaska. Many of you have heard from her in the past, and we'll have her online joining us in just a moment. So bear with us for a couple minutes here. But as everyone has stated, we're all in this together. This is a community that can work together like we have in the past to bring this virus down. The number of cases, like we heard some of us on the recent news, is the state of Alaska hospitals are full. We've also reached out to other states. They're full as well. We don't have capacity right now for additional COVID cases, or actually those who are in vehicle accidents or heart attacks or the other needed emergencies. So let's all pull together and do our best. And remember, one another, not just ourselves. Again, it's one another. So do we have Dr. Zink online yet?
Dr. Zink, do we have you on the line?
Yes. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm sorry that I cannot be there on camera as I'm going between different events. First of all, I want to say thank you to the community of Kodiak. You have been inspiring throughout this entire pandemic. And thank you to the mayors and the fantastic summary of the things that we can do moving forward as we continue to hit this surge. As the previous speakers mentioned, we are really limited in our ability right now to care for patients in the hospitals across Alaska. We've essentially had no ICU beds for the past week. We've had increased difficulty transferring patients, not only within Alaska, but as previously mentioned, outside of the state as the entire country is surging. We are at one of the most difficult parts of this pandemic right now with how many people we have getting sick in combination with our hospital capacity being limited from daily activities as well as other things such as heart attacks, strokes, and accidents. We also need to have our kids in person and in school, and that was just mentioned on, and seeing those smiles and being able to have kids there, but we also have to do it in recognition of the fact that we have this highly contagious virus. Delta is different. Delta is affecting us differently. Right now, we're all making a choice between COVID-19 and if we're going to be able to see it with the protection of an immunization or seeing it on its own. Our kids 12 and under cannot yet be immunized. Therefore, it really takes the community to keep these schools open. The more that we can do to get vaccinated, they're highly efficacious. They work incredibly well at keeping people out of the hospital. As you previously heard, our hospitals primarily have younger people and unvaccinated people compared to our previous surges. We see also nationwide that we are unfortunately starting to see more kids ending up in the hospital from COVID-19. We also have a vaccine now that is fully FDA approved. If people were waiting on that for the decision, I just want to encourage people to go ahead and get vaccinated as we do have a fully authorized vaccine at this time. We also have additional tools, and just like when it snows or it rains, we have, got to put our snow tires on and take additional measures. Right now, it is raining COVID in our state, and so taking additional precautions such as masking, distancing, staying home when you're sick, and washing your hands make a huge difference. But in this surge, it's going to take every Alaskan to be able to help to bend that curve, continue to stay under that healthcare capacity line. So our hospitals are there to take care of you if you're in a boating accident, fishing accident, have a heart attack, have a stroke, or get sick to COVID-19. So thanks for this messaging, and I'm always happy to answer questions. I appreciate the time.
So you've heard from health experts today. You've heard from our community leaders today. Please, everyone, band together, do your best, protect one another, and we'll turn this thing around for us. So look for us next Thursday at noon for another community update. Thank you.
And that was Kodiak Emergency Services Director Mike Tvenge.